10 years ago, President Spencer W. Kimball stood at this pulpit. In that conference, he was sustained by saints throughout the world as President of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In the decade of his leadership that has followed, we have seen progress and growth unequaled in the history of the church. In his first conference address as president of the church, President Kimball declared, "The program of the church is to affirm and bodily carry forward the work of God in cleanliness, uprightness, and take the gospel of truth to the world that needs so much that godly life," unquote. My message today is to provide counsel on how we as a church and as individuals can carry forward the work of God to all the world. First, we need to strengthen families. We must recognize that the family is the cornerstone of civilization, and that no nation will rise above the caliber of its homes. The family is the rock foundation of the church. We therefore call on the head of every household to strengthen the family. We believe marriage was ordained by God for a wise, eternal purpose. The family is the basis of the righteous life. Divinely prescribed roles to father, mother, and children were given from the very beginning. God established that fathers were to preside in the home. Fathers are to provide, love, teach, and direct. A mother's role is also God-ordained. Mothers are to conceive, bear, nourish, love, and train. They are to be helpmates and are to counsel with their husbands. There is no inequality between the sexes in God's plan. It is a matter of division of responsibility. Children are likewise counseled in Holy Writ in their duty to parents. Children obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth, said the Apostle Paul. When parents in companionship, love, and unity fulfill their heavenly imposed responsibility, and children respond with love and obedience, great joy is the result. Recently, a letter came to me from a member of the church describing some of the difficulties and challenges that a husband and his wife were having in rearing their children. They were married in the temple, but subsequently drifted into inactivity. They had only recently become active again in church responsibility. They asked for personal counsel as to what they might do to ensure that their children would remain faithful to the gospel and avoid some of the pitfalls that they had experienced and had seen come to other families. In other words, they were asking, how can we spiritually strengthen our family? I would invite each of you to ponder that significant question. As a response to this request, I would further invite you to consider the tried and tested formula that successful families have used over the years to attain love, unity, and loyalty to one another, and to understand the principles of the gospel. Successful families have love and respect for each family member. Family members know they are loved and appreciated. Children feel they are loved by their parents. Thus, they are secure and self-assured. Strong families cultivate an attribute of effective communication. They talk out their problems, make plans together, and cooperate toward common objectives. Family home evening and family councils are practiced and used as effective tools toward this end. Fathers and mothers in strong families stay close to their children. They talk. Some fathers formally interview each child. Others do so informally. And others take occasion to regularly spend time alone with each child. Every family has problems and challenges, but successful families try to work together toward solutions instead of resorting to criticism and contention. They pray for each other, discuss, and give encouragement. Occasionally, these families fast together in support of one of the family members. Strong families support each other. Successful families do things together. Family projects, work, vacations, recreation, and reunions. Successful parents have found that it is not easy to rear children in an environment polluted with evil. Therefore, they take deliberate steps to provide the best of wholesome influences. Moral principles are taught. Good books are made available and read. Television watching is controlled. Good and uplifting music is provided. But most importantly, the scriptures are read and discussed as a means to help develop spiritual mindedness. In successful Latter-day Saint homes, parents teach their children to understand faith in God, repentance, baptism, and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Family prayer is a consistent practice in these families. Prayer is the means to acknowledge appreciation for blessings and to humbly recognize dependence on Almighty God for strength, sustenance, and support. It is a wise and true maxim that families that kneel together stand upright before the Lord. This, then, is the tried and proven formula for rearing successful families. I commend the formula to you. As parents and grandparents in Zion, it has been the shared hope of my wife and myself that all of us will be together in the eternities, that all will be worthy without a single empty chair. That is my fervent hope and prayer for each family in the church. Now may I direct some remarks to us as members of the church individually. More than any time in our history, brothers and sisters, we have need for greater spirituality. The way to develop greater spirituality is to feast on the words of Christ as revealed in the scriptures. One of the most significant happenings in recent church history is the publication of the new editions of the standard works and the new footnotes and other helps. I think we can say without exaggeration that never before in any dispensation have the saints been so abundantly blessed with the words of the Lord and his prophets. Now our challenge is to do as the Lord commanded. Study my word, he said, which hath gone forth among the children of men. This year, we are to read the Book of Mormon in the adult curriculum of the church. The prophet Joseph said of this sacred record, quote, "The Book of Mormon is the most correct of any book on earth and the keystone of our religion. And a man would get nearer to God by abiding by its precepts than by any other book," unquote. We urge you to study the Book of Mormon as individuals and families, and then do as the prophet Nephi counseled. Liken the scriptures to yourselves so that it will be for your profit and learning. We have requested priesthood leaders to minimize administrative meetings on the Sabbath so that families may engage in worship and family time. Our hope is that you will use this time to attend your meetings, render Christian service, visit family members, hold family home evenings, and study the scriptures. We counsel you to accept callings in the church and to serve faithfully in the positions to which you are called. Serve one another. Magnify your callings. As you do so, you will be the means of blessing others, and you will increase in spirituality. We urge you particularly, priesthood brethren and Relief Society sisters, to be sensitive to the needs of the poor, the sick, and the needy. We have a Christian responsibility to see that the widows and fatherless are assisted. Quote, "Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep unspotted from the world," unquote. We urge you to keep the commandments of God. By doing so, you will keep yourself free from the bondage of sin. Quote, "Love the Lord with all thy heart, with all thy might, mind, and strength, and in the name of Jesus Christ, serve him." Confess the hand of God in all things. Be patient in afflictions. Be of good cheer. Sustain and support the priesthood in the home and church. Pay an honest tithe and a generous fast offering. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Teach your children. Bring them up in light and truth. Cease to find fault one with another. Forgive one another. Elect honest, good, and wise men to public office. Obey and befriend that law which is the constitutional law of the land. Be thrifty. Stay out of debt. Do not covet. Be honest in your dealings with others. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Abstain from the use of liquor, tobacco, strong and hot drinks. Cease to be unclean. Shun pornography. Seek learning out of the best books. Avoid literature and movies which portray evil as good and good as evil. do not commit adultery, nor do anything like unto it. That means petting, fornication, homosexuality, and any form of immorality. Let virtue garnish thy thoughts unceasingly. Practice virtue and holiness continually. Clothe yourselves with the bond of charity. Live by every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. Be valiant in your testimony of Christ. Honor your covenants. Endure to the end. In a word, though you live in the world, be not of the world. The mission of the church is to save souls by proclaiming the gospel, perfecting the saints, and redeeming the dead. We urge you to do all within your talent and means to help build the kingdom of God on the earth. Always strive to sustain, support, and do what is best for the kingdom of God. Finally, a word of commendation and encouragement. Over 40 years ago, President Kimball and I were called to be members of the Quorum of 12 Apostles. We were ordained apostles only a few minutes apart. When we came into the Quorum, there were 146 stakes. Today, there are 1,460, over 800 of which have been organized since President Kimball became president. The number of members in 1943 was less than a million. Today, we exceed 5 million. Almost 2 million have become members in the last 10 years. The church has never been in a better position than at present. There are more devoted members than ever before. Missionary work has caused us to rapidly expand throughout the world. Genealogical and temple work has significantly increased. Leadership has improved. Our youth are more spiritually prepared than ever before. We are pleased with the activation of many of our brethren and sisters. We encourage priests and auxiliary leaders to continue this great effort. Latter-day Saints, we commend you. We commend your faithfulness. Never have our opportunities and our blessings been so great. In the words of the prophet Joseph Smith, quote, "Shall we not go on in so great a cause? Go forward and not backward, courage and on to victory," unquote. Some of our members have become disturbed because of derogatory things said about the church and its leaders, or because of misrepresentations about our doctrines or our practices. But opposition is not new to the church. We have had opposition in the past, and we shall continue to have opposition in the future. Do not become discouraged by what others say or do. Stay on the straight and narrow path. You do this by holding fast to the iron rod, the words of God as contained in the scriptures and as given by his living servants on this earth. I carry with me a statement of the Lord from the Book of Mormon, which my brethren of the 12 have heard me quote. The passage reads as follows, quote, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Unquote. Brothers and sisters, this is the work of the Lord. This is his church on the earth. He has entrusted his church to the care of humble men who have extraordinary responsibilities. We need your faith, your support, and your constant prayers. I testify to you that God lives, and that today he communicates to his servants his will. President Spencer W. Kimball is his chosen prophet on earth today. I testify that this is the Church of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God on this earth. I pray most earnestly that God's favor and blessings will be on you, your families, and good men and women the world over, for we are all children of one Father. To this I testify and leave you my blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.